More dogs are showing up on college campuses, and not just service dogs. Some students want to bring comfort pets to campus because they say they need them. Federal housing laws require colleges to make exceptions to their no-pet policies for these students. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Service animals used by disabled people, such as seeing eye dogs, have always been allowed on college campuses under the Americans with Disabilities Act. They are limited to dogs and mini ponies and have to be trained for a specific purpose. But there's a growing trend of students asking permission to have comfort or emotional support animals on campus. These are animals that students say they need to deal with things like depression or panic attacks. They're not usually trained and are typically dogs or cats, but can be other animals like a bird, lizard, or snake. Comfort animals are not covered by ADA, but law professor David Favor says they are required to be allowed in dorms under the Fair Housing Act. Favor heads Michigan State Law School's Animal Legal and Historical Center.
The Housing Act is a fairly broadly sweeping law. It applies to all kinds of housing, and colleges are just another form of housing. They aren't specifically given any exemption from the federal laws that are involved.
At Davidson College, Nancy Longworth says they are allowing comfort animals in all of their dorms for the first time this year.
Only this year have we had some students who have approached us and said, I've been prescribed a comfort animal that I would like to bring on campus with me. There's about five right now.
Students must have a letter from a doctor or therapist saying they have an emotional problem that is helped by the presence of an animal. Longworth says things are going smoothly, but admits there is a chance some could try to use fraudulent documents from a sympathetic relative to get their pet approved.
One of the things that we stipulate when we ask students to bring in documentation is that they don't use a family member or a family friend that would present a conflict of interest. I typically don't ask, is your doctor a friend of the family? I find that most students at Davidson are more reluctant to ask for accommodations than not, so I don't worry about that as much.
But Favor says the potential for abuse is significant because there are easier ways for students to get that required letter than going to a relative.
On the Internet, you can go and find people where you can just fill out a form, pay some money, and you get a letter. When there's been no personal evaluation of the animal or the pet and the real needs. So the idea of fraud is readily available, unfortunately, at this point in time.
At Davidson, Longworth says once a comfort animal is approved, students have to show vaccination records, the animal has to be on a leash and under the owner's control at all times. No biting or wandering in other students' rooms are allowed, and comfort pets can't go in dining areas.
They aren't allowed to tether the animal in a public place and just leave them tied to a bike rack or whatever. Right now, students are not taking their comfort animals into class. They cannot present a distraction. They need to be trained to lay down and be quiet.
That means no disturbing dorm mates with loud barking or other noises. But what if students in the dorms are allergic to animals or a roommate doesn't want to share a room with one?
We usually try and just negotiate that with other students. At this point, we haven't run into an issue with another student being allergic, but we would try and negotiate that with students on the hall if they had a fear of an animal. The person who has the disability has a right to have the animal, and those rights usually usurp the rights of folks who do not have a disability.
One North Carolina school, Lees McRae and Banner Elk, lifted its pet ban for all students 5 years ago. A school spokesman says there are about 50 animals, mostly dogs and cats, in designated pet-friendly dorms. One study 5 years ago found 38% of colleges nationwide allow some pets on campus. Of that 38%, 10% were dogs, 8% were cats, and 25% allowed reptiles. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.